season, beating the Lakers is always feels good. Always feels good to beat the LA Lakers. But there's some things to like about the Warriors. There's some things that's going to be interesting about the Golden State Warriors. And we'll get into Chiefs, Niners, and Andy Reid, and Belichick, and some of the plays that maybe change the course of history when it comes to sports or whatnot. But we'll start with the Warriors. And you know, we're just talking about Moses Moody, who Steve Kerr mentioned after the game, said, you know what? He's forcing my head. He's going to be a part of this team. He's going to have a role on this team. Now, of course, we always hear that stuff. We want to see it play out. But Moses Moody is taking his claim as a guy who needs to play this season, Shasky.
Well, I agree with you. He does look really good. You use the word decisive over and over, and I would agree with that.
Decisiveness, yeah. He just seems very quick with his decision-making, whether he's going to shoot, whether he's going to pass. Just go, go, go. Don't think about it.
No, it was bombs away, and I know that Kerr has kind of talked about like the bombs away mentality, but they kind of have the personnel for it. And to your point about being more athletic, like you've been saying that for a couple of days, weeks leading up to some of these games, it plays to their strengths to be able to bomb. Now, there's going to be nights where they take horrific shots early in a shot clock, and I think it's going to drive some of the old heads, like myself, a little crazy. But they do look quicker. I do like the spacing on the floor. The only question I have, and it's not, I feel like a hater even like referencing this. There's just so many wings. I'm not sure what the pecking order is going to be. And I think that a lot of nights we're going to, when they fall short, you're going to be like, well, why not GP2 for X amount of more minutes? Why not Moody for more minutes? Buddy Hield. Why not more Buddy Hield? I mean, quietly, and I can't believe I'm here. Buddy Hield, like really? I like what he does for this team. He's a nice fit. But no Melton last night and no Pajemski.
Yeah.
So I guess my question to you is like, all right, if those guys are back in there, do you start Wiggins Kuminga off the rip?
Well, remember we asked Anthony Slater, you know, I asked the questions, are they going to play Wiggins at the two to start Kuminga, Draymond, and TJD, or Looney at the five alongside Stephen Curry? So it's like, yeah, I don't know about that. Because, you know, you're not going to score a lot of points. And you saw early on in that first stretch with Wiggins and Kuminga, the spacing was a little compromised. The shooting was a little off. So I don't know what you do with that. I don't know what you do with Wiggins and Kuminga, but you need both of their defense. And I got to say, Wiggins, his defensive intensity was very impressive yesterday. Very impressive. As far as Kuminga, he's going to make some turnovers. He's going to make some mistakes. His shot selection at times is going to drive you crazy. But then you see the talent. You see the talent in the open floor. You see him in transition. You see him defensively, the prospect or the potential of him defensively as an individual defender. It's there. So if you can get both of those guys on the same page, wow, that's awesome. Now, I don't know what you do with Melton and Pajinski, but I'll say this. That second unit, whether it's Pajinski leading the second unit, whether it's slow-mo Kyle Anderson leading the second unit, they just seem so comfortable playing together. And I think that's going to be a big advantage for the Warriors this season. It has been the second unit that knows their roles. Buddy comes in. Look, he was 4-13 yesterday, 2-9 from three. I don't care. The shot selections and the quality of shots were very good yesterday for not only the second unit and Buddy Hield, but I think for the most part, the entire game, the shot selections was really good. They were creating really good shots last night.
I've probably seen, four? I want to say there's four preseason games that have been on TV. Is it five? Okay, yep. Well, whatever. Buddy Hield overall has just impressed me. I like his intensity. Number one, his spacing and sprinting down the floor to his spot. Like, that to me is much needed on this team. And clearly, when he's on, he can hit open shots. The interesting thing with Kuminga, and I've kind of come to this particular point. Everybody just kind of like crushes what he is. And like, he makes a bad turnover last night. There was a couple of bad turnovers.
Who crushes him?
And people are losing their minds. And I'm like,
the internet? What? You talk about the internet?
Just in general. People that cover the team. Like, we want to highlight these individual lapses. And he's not a perfect player. Dude, what is he, 22? Bonte, is he 22?
22 years old. Yeah. 22 years old.
Steph Curry is one of the greatest players of all time. He had like three horrific first quarter turnovers where he's just throwing into the stands, you know, that over the shoulder pass that he makes. And it kind of, the good comes with the bad. And you have to kind of bake in some of the stuff. Baked into the Kuminga equation is you're going to have a goofy possession defensively where he kind of like overplays LeBron and gives up a dunk. But then you're also going to get two or three really good rebounds.
Right.
And then you're going to get three or four like ridiculous plays around the rim. He had a couple of finishes.
Yep.
How about the beautiful pass to TJD?
Right, so there on the baseline.
I'm done adjudicating all of the negatives of Kuminga.
Number one, I don't even know who's mad. I don't. When I watch basketball, the game is going so fast and the pacing. I kind of look back at when I used to tweet live basketball games. I was at the game. It's like, how did I do that? Because the game is up and down, up and down, up and down. So when I'm watching the game, I'm not, you know, I see my text messages. There'll be people texting or whatnot, but I don't think anybody's getting super outraged. If you are getting outraged over preseason,
like the tolerance feels like the tolerance level for certain mistakes are just all over the place.
When you ask Steve Kerr, the only person people are going to be tolerable about is Steph Curry. That's it. I mean, the tolerance for Steve Kerr, we've taken calls. People want Steve Kerr out of here. The tolerance level for, say, if Klay Thompson, say, Andrew Wiggins, say, Jonathan if you're not Curry, you're going to get heat from this fan base. It's just, it is what it is. Now, I don't think it's right, and I'm not saying that it's right, but Kuminga's 22 years old, and the reason why people are going to stick onto him is because he's the guy that you got to figure out what to do with when it comes to the contract. Is he here long term? Is he a trade piece? What does the future look like for Jonathan Kuminga in a Golden State Warriors uniform? I think it looks very bright, but right now you got the contract lingering, and if you don't start him, I do wonder in a contract year, if you don't start him, where does his mind go as a 22-year-old? Where does he go here? Because he's done everything he could to make an impression on his fan base and his coaching staff, and he plays hard, so he's going to get minutes. I do think Wiggins and Kuminga could work. I do think it could work. I wonder, though, with the spacing on a three-point shot early on with the starting unit. But again, that'd be a good stretch here for them. You see Wiggins 0 for 3. You see Kuminga 0 for 3. You see Steph 3 for 11. So right away with the starting unit, if you do go the route of Wiggins and Kuminga, I love it defensively. But offensively, what type of team are you offensively with Draymond, Wiggins, and Kuminga alongside TJD playing with Stephen Curry? That's the question I want to answer.
Well, I think, in my heart of hearts, I think they're going to go Pajemski or Melton in the starting lineup over one of those guys and probably stick with TJD. They'll never do it, but, you know, there could be an argument said for Draymond coming off the bench. I just don't see them ever doing it. And I would probably still start Draymond currently on this team. But the reality is you can't play Dray at the five all year long to start games and to close games. It's not going to work. Physically, he can't hold up. And he has expressed his own desire to play alongside a five. I think you can close games with Dre at the five. I don't think you can start him all year long. I think there's an occasional start here and there, which brings me to this point then.
They started TJD yesterday. And again, you're going to see Looney start at times at the five. That's going to be interchangeable depending on the matchups. And Steve Kerr, they're not going to wear Draymond Green out. But it's certain situations, you can't get away with him at the five. But you can't do it for no more than maybe 7 to 10 minutes a game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree with you. But then, doesn't it feel like I can't see a scenario. I want to believe it where Wiggins and Kuminga can coexist and thrive simultaneously. It just feels like it's one or the other, and they have to make a decision.
We'll see. Steve Kerr's touched on it yesterday, but first, Moses Moody's performance, who he's 7-14. 5-8 from the three-point line, shooting 44% so far in the preseason. And again, it's a contract year for him. We talk about Kuminga's money as we pocket watch. But Moody right now is 13-29 from three this preseason, shooting 44.8% from the three-point line. Here's what Kerr had to say about Moody last night.
He's playing great. He's gotten so much better in so many ways. We've always loved his character, his work ethic. But I think he's the most confidence that I think he's played with. And he's gonna play a big role for us. I mean, but so are a lot of other guys. And we're sitting in that coach's room every day saying, how do we play all these guys? Because they all deserve to play. So I've asked all of them, just, you know, play your hardest, make it difficult for us, and they're all doing that.
So the problem they had last year was you had too many guys, right? You had to play Chris Paul. You had to play Pajemski. Pajemski forced his way into minutes. He played really, really well alongside TJD. He got an opportunity and never looked back. Now, with this roster, because I do like Melton, and I do like Slow Mo, and I do like Buddy, And I do like Podziewski. Podziewski's fit. I think people are going to appreciate Podziewski more and more this season. I really do.
Is Pods a two or a one in your equation?
He's a one. He's a point guard. Okay, he's going to set your offense up. Okay. Now, he's got to improve his catch and shoot threes. There's no doubt about that. That's the next step for him. But, boy, Moses Moody, we've seen him now. This is his fourth year. It just seems like whenever he plays, he's ready to roll. And so what is Moses Moody? How does he crack the starting lineup? Well, or not to forget the starting lineup, how does he get minutes, I should say?
Well, yeah, that's the number one question. Like Kuminga, Wiggins, Hield, Melton, Moody, GP2, and then do I throw Lindy Waters in there?
Well, Lindy Waters is interesting. He's interesting. I think he's seven guys for two spots. I think he's an odd man out.
Waters,
even though he could shoot it, man. He didn't shoot it great last night, but he could shoot the ball. There's no doubt. Moses Moody, if he shoots like he did last night and he continues to shoot like this, then he's going to force his way onto the court. And they're going to have to play him out there because that's another floor spacer. Another floor spacer on the team that Steve Kerr said, we're going to get up a lot of threes. We're going to let it fly. So the let it fly Warriors in 2024-25, the let it fly Warriors are going to have to incorporate Moses Moody. And I think he's going to force Steve Kerr's hand, especially if he continues to shoot like this and be attentive defensively, too, because you got to play defense on this team. If you don't play defense, you don't pass, you ain't playing.
Totally. So if you got the two and the three spots, and I go there's 48 minutes in a game, you're looking at a total of 96 minutes, right, between those two positions, essentially. I feel like Slo-Mo is going to get a lot of looks at the four.
Oh, Slo-Mo is going to play the four or the five. Draymond actually likes playing the five alongside Slo-Mo at the four.
Okay.
That's not a bad move, but Slo-Mo is going to play. He's going to be in that front court.
Oh, I agree. So this is just, I'm just going two threes. Like, let's just go two threes. So if I were to say there's 96 minutes in any given game for those two positions, how many minutes is Wiggins getting in this equation? Because I think he's a vet, and they clearly need him, and he's important. Of the 96, how many are going to him?
Probably 28 to 30.
Okay, let's say 30, just to be conservative here. So that gives me 66 extra minutes. Then how much for Kuminga?
He's probably going to play 28 to 30.
Okay. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Well, there's going to be so many different combinations, though. You know what I'm saying? The Anthony Melton is going to be playing alongside Wiggins at times. Wiggins is going to be leading the second unit at times as a scorer. Kuminga may be that guy with the second unit leading the charge as a scorer. How Steve Kerr plays with the rotations is going to be fascinating to me when they start the season next week in Portland. I don't know where Steve Kerr is going to go with the rotations. Like, I wouldn't even focus on it. Everybody fixates on starting. And again, it's not about who's starting. And I think we all learned our lesson about that last season, hopefully. But who's going to be playing in the final five? What intrigues me. The final five. Because Melton could guard. Wiggins could guard. Kuminga has potential to guard at a really high level. We know Draymond could guard. And then they're going to have Steph out there. But given on a game-to-game basis, it could be Looney. It could be, I don't know, it could be Slo-Mo. Because he knows how to play. He's played in crunch-time situations. So in a sense, it's not a bad thing to have too much depth. But at the same time, you're going to handcuff yourself saying, boy, should I give this guy another minute? So it's almost like you got too many guys. This is why you work the phone lines. Maybe there's a trade out there available. And I don't know who. Look, I want to see how this team plays out the first couple months before we do anything here. But right now, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. What if it's GP2? We forgot about GP2.
Well, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, like, all right, if you're going to give Wiggins and Kuminga give or take 30 minutes of those 96 that are at those two positions, you really got about 40. I'm just going whole numbers here. You got about 40 minutes for five guys: Buddy Hield, Melton, Moody, GP2, and Waters.
Right.
On any given night, multiple guys are going to be the odd man out. And so, yeah, your point about redundancy of positions is. There is a little logjam, and I think it's just tough. I think it's tough on the coach. I think it's really hard, and I think it's people need to, like, take a deep breath let Steve Kerr work this out.
Well, he just said it. We got so many guys. How are we going to play these dudes? How are we going to play these guys? Well, here's what Kerr said last night about Wiggins and J.K. And this is the thing about Wiggins and J.K. with the starting lineup that I do like. These guys, I'll let Steve Kerr take it away.
You know, the key, J.K. and Wiggs running the floor. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on teams. And so they set a good tone tonight. The way they just got downhill, with or without the ball, they were gone. And so I really like the way both those guys played and the impact that they can make with their athleticism and force.
So that's part of the athleticism in the starting lineup. And they can run the floor. They can defend their ass off. Wiggins was getting in guys yesterday. very impressed. Offensively, his game will come around. He's a rhythm player. We know that. But defensively, I think Wiggins is really getting into dudes, defending at a very high level individually. And if you get him and Kuminga on the wings, defending with Draymond in the back end, barking as he works with TJD in that communication. But don't count out Looney as a starter. Because Looney, I think, has had a really good preseason as well. Showing good footwork. I think his defense against the Bonus, against the Kings when they played him in the preseason game, was very solid. So I wouldn't stick a fork in Looney quite yet. Looney's going to have something to say about playing alongside Draymond Green. But look, I think Wiggins and JK can work. Now, offensively, can they hit a couple threes to loosen up the defense? Can Draymond hit a couple threes to loosen up the defense? That's going to be a key if they do start JK and Wiggins together.
Well, you noticed, I think in the first quarter, mid to late of the first quarter, they just left Draymond wide open in the corner.
I don't love him in the corner
as a shooter, but because of spacing, he's going to end up in the corner with a wide open shot. Can you just hit that enough? Just enough to make someone have to take another step out. That we're not asking about like, oh, he's a 43% shooter from the corner. Just be so proficient to where a guy has to at least not leave you wide open.
I agree.
Because then it opens up his dribble drive game. Yep.
No, the dribble drive game opens up. He's throwing alley-oops to either Wiggins or Kuminga on the baseline. I think Andre Iguodala slashing down the baseline with Draymond Green throwing it up on the 4-on-3 with their doubling Stephen Curry. So, look, Draymond's had a solid preseason. I think the Warriors overall, you get 5 wins. But more importantly, man, they're getting scrappy. They're athletic. They're getting to the hustle points. They're out-rebounding teams. You see them out-rebounding Lakers for the most part yesterday. And let me say this. As I'm watching the L.A. Lakers, Dalton Connect is getting his shot.